Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of the Holy Spirit, that as your scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. Our scripture this morning comes to us from the Gospel according to Matthew from the 14th chapter. I'll start with verse 13. You're welcome to follow along with the Bibles that you may have brought or those that are located in your pews. If you are using the Pew Bible, it is on page 1189. Hear now these words. Now when Jesus heard this, meaning he heard of the death of his cousin John, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." And Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." And they replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And then the disciples gave them out to the crowds. And all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God for it. Pray with me. Gracious and holy God, often we hear parables and often we hear of your miracles, and we come here wondering, how is this possible? We trust that in the hearing of the word that all things are possible through you, and so allow your word to speak into our hearts and our minds today. May we hear what you would have us hear, and may the words of my mouth and the collective meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So when I sat down and looked at the Revised Common Lectionary, I originally named this sermon Loaves and Fishes. And then I realized that fishes isn't a real thing, because fish is both singular and plural. And I was like, y'all are going to think me foolish if I call it loaves and fishes, right? But the idea here is that a great crowd had gathered. They had gathered to come and hear a word from Jesus, and they knew that the day had grown long and the crowd needed to be fed. And the disciples looked at what they had and said, "We don't have enough. You need to send them on and get them to be fed elsewhere. We can't do it." And Jesus says, No. Bring me what you have." Offered blessing to God, and the crowd was not only satisfied and filled, but there was an abundance that remained after their meal. Now, we can look at this text in a couple of different ways. One, we can acknowledge the circumstances leading up to Jesus teaching and feeding the crowd. Jesus had just experienced a horrible story, receiving of news that his cousin John had been beheaded. I can only imagine the distraught nature that Jesus had, and that is what led him to go off into a distance in order to maybe collect himself, to grieve, to pray, to figure out what happens now. And yet, even in the midst, the crowd continued to follow Jesus, because they too were looking for a way to have things make sense to them, and knew that Jesus was the one who could help them with that. and he invited them to sit on the grass. And we know this because Jesus did a lot of his teaching to the crowd. And they would follow from town to town, from place to place, craving this word, this teaching, this comfort, the acknowledgement that what they were experiencing in their everyday lives was something that Jesus knew about and could speak to it. And Jesus talked for a really, really long time, so much so that the sun had set. But did the people go away? No, they wanted to remain right there. So we hear of this miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. In some of the other gospels, it's the feeding of 2,000. The numbers vary depending on the gospel account. And in some of the other gospel, we can hear that it was actually a boy's lunch that was brought before Jesus, and that is what is blessed. That detail is not captured here in Matthew. So we don't know the circumstances about how the disciples knew that they only had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. But we can fill in some of the gaps and say it had to have come from somewhere. Right? It had to have come from somewhere, that where there was nothing, there was now something. And Jesus blessed it. Jesus blessed it to heaven, calling to the one who gathers us all, and gave thanks for what had been given. And then it was shared amongst the crowd. Now, 5 loaves and 2 fish, or 5 loaves and 2 fishes, in my mind, may be enough for maybe 8 people, right? Maybe. Depending on how, if there are children, how little they are. But, you know, maybe a couple of families, that might be enough. And yet there was enough for that large crowd. So here's where we can think about this act in 2 ways. The miracle of Jesus blessing this and the food multiplying amongst the crowd. We can also think about the miracle of the changed hearts amongst that crowd, that what they had, they offered and added to what had been blessed. That collectively, they took care of the whole crowd. Because they would not have traveled without resources. They would not have taken their children on long journeys and not had fluids for hydration, or snacks for the kids when they say, "Are we there yet?" Do you know what I mean? Like, I can tell you, if you look at my purse, Jeffrey can attest to this, I think I have 2 Biscoff cookie packs and a Nutri-Grain bar. How many of you carry food in your purse or your bags? If you know, you know. Sometimes you do. But if you're going to go on a journey of even 1 hour, 2 hours, how many of you take a bottle of water or a cup of coffee and some snacks? Exactly, right? So here we have to acknowledge a couple of things, that this crowd would not have traveled without resources, right? So isn't it strange to you that the disciples were saying, send them back to the towns so that they can find what they need? Which to me oftentimes makes me think about how it is in the church, that sometimes people already have what they need and have enough to share, and sometimes we discount those things and invite them to go somewhere else. So Jesus taught the disciples that, no, we don't need to do that. That what you think is not enough is actually going to be so much more that we're going to end up with way more than you could possibly imagine. So who is the one who learned from that? Yes, the crowd opened and shared out of their resources, their abundance, because the caring of the community mattered to them. But perhaps the disciples, who were the closest to Jesus, who would have been learning all along the way, received a message to not discount the crowd, to not pay attention to what is already there, to realize that what we think may not be enough is actually way beyond our wildest dreams, that God provides and provides in abundance. So perhaps in that instance, we can learn two things. One, to share what we have. The crowd did. They opened up their resources because they acknowledged that maybe some had more and others maybe had a little less. But everyone sharing together received ultimately what they needed. And so much more that it was able to be collected to be used again. That it wasn't a one-time thing, but it could be something that could be shared moving forward. And the other thing was the learning of the disciples. That perhaps we shouldn't question Jesus. Or to challenge Jesus to say, well, I don't think that's possible. Only to be shown time and time again that God is able to do incredible things. If we're just willing to open our hearts and eyes to see. So I would be curious in the story of five loaves and two fishes. How would you identify yourself in the story today? Would you be like Jesus, who have just received horrible news and grieving and yet still able to connect? Or maybe learning to pray to God for some healing so that you can just make it another day? Do you see yourself as a disciple of Jesus who you're like, I don't know what you're asking of me, Jesus, but I'm here and I can't get over past my own stuff sometimes to understand what you're doing and I'm still showing up? Or perhaps you're one in the crowd, tired, weary, following in the footsteps of Jesus, just hoping and clinging to hear a word that will meet you where you are in that moment. Trusting that whatever it is that Jesus has to offer has to be better than anything else you've experienced so far. Or perhaps you're that one who started it all to offer up what you had, thereby showing everyone else that they too can share amongst everyone. Now, maybe you could identify something else from this, but I would invite you to think about, where would you find yourself in this story today? I can't answer that for you. What I can offer you is, regardless of where you might find yourself in the story today, this miracle of the feeding of 5,000, that this offer of prayer to God blesses us beyond our wildest dreams. That God's grace pours out in so many ways if we would just have the eyes to see, the hearts to receive, and the willingness to share with others. Today, we're going to come to this table where we will break bread together, where we will share it with one another. We will call upon the Holy Spirit to bless these elements that we may receive grace through these common things, that we might be filled and sustained and encouraged to go out into the world. I'm also mindful to think, friends, what do we already have right now? That if we put it together, what would God be able to do with those things? What abundance do you have to share as a community of faith so that others too may learn about Jesus? I invite you to ponder this, to pray over it, to invite God to speak into those places in your life, to speak into this church that we may be faithful with what God has entrusted into our care, not so that we can hoard it or keep it or send people away, but that we can multiply it and grow God's kingdom here on earth. May it be so. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.